Today is Thursday, the 7th of May, 2026. We thank you for showing up this morning. Our Minute with the Master today is from Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Fear often drives us to take control of situations ourselves, but today's scripture reminds us that no matter how chaotic our life may seem, there is never a reason for us to fear what lies ahead. Why? Because God never takes his eyes off us, not for a day, an hour, a minute, or even a second. God sees all that happens to and around us long before it unfolds. Nothing catches him by surprise. He knows exactly when we need help, what kind of help we need, when we need strength and how much of it we need. He even knows when our faith needs to be refueled so we can continue trusting him and press on. Remember this today. God walks beside you through every uncertain step. He goes before you to light the way when doubt clouds your vision. He stands behind you to guard against unseen dangers and protect you from harm. So do not fear what circumstances may bring or what people may do today. God is already at work on your behalf, making a way when none seems possible, opening doors where there are none, and holding you close even when you do not sense his presence. Today, live with confidence. The hand of the Lord is upon you, strong, steady, and sure. Expect his goodness, trust his guidance, and move forward with peace, knowing you are never alone. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Timms and Sister Sandra, and we want to add Jemiah, one of our young people who we pray for often. We're asking the Lord to increase her confidence before and during a presentation she is giving today in St. Louis, Missouri. Sister Sandra.
Thank you, Sister Diane, and good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions on this thankful Thursday are as follows. For Jason J., we pray for spiritual growth and for the insight to lead his blended family in living an upright life. For Patrick R., we pray God will fill him with his wisdom and discernment. For Frankie I. and all senior adults, we lift them to be blessed with God's favor, to grow in his word, and for all their needs to be met. For those needing inspiration this morning, we ask God to usher you into the presence of his peace and shower you with contentment and hope. For those working toward becoming debt-free, we pray the Lord reveals to you a plan to become debt-free and make it easy for you to achieve your goals. For those dealing with confrontation and rejection, we pray God will give you the wisdom to stand still and wait for him to fix things. For those in the midst of an uncertain situation, we pray God settles your spirit, clears your mind, and helps you see his hand at work in your day. For everyone on the call, we petition God to reveal himself as your source, for you to be protected from danger, and for you to have a powerful finish to your day. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and guide our children. Thank you, and God bless you.
We praise you because you are a holy God. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness that you have bestowed upon all of us, all humanity. We thank you for your goodness and your favor that will pass before us today. We thank you for brand new mercy. We thank you for the forgiving of our sins and our shortcomings this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for being blood washed this morning. Thank you for sanctifying our minds and our hearts this morning, oh God. You are a good God and you're an amazing God. Even when we can't feel it, even when we can't see it, even when we don't understand it, we trust that you are good all the time, in the midst of everything. We pray this morning, God, for them that has to have a presentation. We pray for Jason to lead his splendid family to Christ, that God would give him wisdom and understanding, would give him a heart for the task, a heart of flesh that he can be able to squeeze Jason's heart. As he embarked to bring a family from two different directions to become one, and God be the center. We pray for Patrick Wisdom. We pray for senior citizens this morning to be strong. He said, I call the old because they're wise. So we pray, Father, that you strengthen them. We pray for them that need to be uplifted and inspired. We pray that peace be your coat and hope be the hat you wear. We pray that you think about the blood of Jesus that was shed for you, will give you great enthusiasm to live and to run well in this race. We pray for them that I want to be debt free. We all want to be debt free. We pray this morning that we become good stewards over what you have given us. And we pray, Father, to learn to give out of our substance, because whatever we give, you give back and you measure it. We pray, oh God, that debt be canceled. But we pray that we do what we need to do for it to be canceled. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for them that are struggling in their hearts, that have been hurt, has been crushed. We all got a story of pain. It's not if, it's when. We pray, Father, that rejection would not grip us, that confrontation would not hold us. That the joy of the Lord will be our strength in the name of Jesus. And we plead and we apply it up under the blood of Jesus. Even in uncertain circumstances, we pray, Father, that we look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, God, we know that you're at the end of every situation. We pray, Father, that you reveal yourself even the more to us, that we will finish strong in every situation that we find ourselves in, that we finish strong. It's the middle part, it's the mean part, but you're at the end waiting on us.
because you already know how it's going to end. You already know how the story going to finish because you wrote the story. All we got to do is trust the process. Thank you, God. Help us to trust you more today than we did yesterday. Help us to be better today than we were yesterday. Help our thinking to be seared to the mind of Christ today than it was on yesterday. We glorify you. We magnify you. We honor you. Oh God, we put our parents, our families, our children, our grandchildren, we put it on the cross. In the name of Jesus, that you save and set free and deliver. We pray this morning for the White House and the President to lead according to God's will and purpose. Even when we don't understand some things, we know that the Bible says, for we know that all things work together for our good, for them that love God, for them that are called according to his purpose. We pray now that purpose would be driven in every situation, in Iran, oh God, in Russia. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we pray for the wars and rumors of wars in the name of Jesus, that the lands will cease. Yes, and bring back fruit in the name of Jesus. And our soldiers will be protected. Ah, yes, God. We pray for Venezuela. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, God. We pray for them countries that are unsettled. We pray for them. We stand shoulder to shoulder. Ah, heartbeat to heartbeat. That God's word will go out and it will not return void, but it would accomplish everything that it's supposed to. Yes, God, and we lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we acknowledge, God, you are good. Yes, and everything you do is well. We pray that our schoolhouses, yes, God, will be protected. Our children and our grandchildren will be protected when they go to school, getting ready to finish and close. We pray that they be attentive and focused and finish strong. Test scores are good. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, that they don't get lax, that they finish strong in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. We magnify you. We honor you, God, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you. We pray for doctors and we pray for lawyers. We pray for medicine to kiss the face of God. We pray for doctors in the operating room that Jesus will be there with them. We in a seed, oh God, for first attenders, policemen and firemen. Oh God, we pray for first attenders that you will protect them and you will use them in this hour. We pray for scientists and chemists. Yes, Lord Jesus, when they mix, they mix what is good in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, we honor you, and we appreciate you in Jesus' name, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank God and amen.
Thank God, amen, and thank you, Elder Timms. We pray for the Lord to cover you with peace, favor, and success as you go through your day today. We'll meet again tomorrow at the same time. This concludes our time together on this Thursday morning. Goodbye.